From the studios of AIM International, this is AIM On Air, where we explore the methods, technologies, processes, and people on the front lines of digital transformation in action. I'm your host, Kevin Crane. Welcome to the show. Our guest today is Mike Quinn. Mike is the CEO of Preservica, and Preservica has a new product out on the market called Preserve 365, which is a product that seamlessly embeds digital records archiving in Microsoft 365 to ensure long-term records are protected and always available. So Mike, welcome to the program. Can you tell us more about the recent release of Preserve 365?
Well, thanks for inviting me, Kevin. I'm excited to be here today and very excited to talk to you about the launch of Preserve 365. This has been a collaboration that we've had with Microsoft going back a number of years now to think about how you can reimagine information archiving using our digital preservation software as a seamless part of the Microsoft 365 and SharePoint experience. It's been 3 years in development, and we've just concluded a very successful preview phase with a number of our customers and folks who are users of Microsoft 365. So the main thing about Preserve 365 is we wanted to reimagine the way in which it can work, the way in which organizations work today, so seamless. With Preserve 365, you can use your existing Microsoft 365 retention labels and familiar SharePoint interface to transform the way you archive, govern, preserve, and access long-term and permanent digital records. You don't need to use or learn separate information archiving software. You just use your existing investment in Microsoft 365, the rules and tools that you are familiar with. But the most important aspect of Preserve 365 is it goes beyond regular archiving by using our active digital preservation software to automatically keep your long-term records in always readable file formats. And I'll elaborate on that as we go through this interview.
Well, it's an important development because Microsoft 365 is undoubtedly one of the most popular platforms for business operations today. But experts warn that there are several compelling reasons why it may not be the best choice for long-term data archiving, as you mentioned. Can you tell us more about how Preserve 365 helps overcome these shortcomings?
Certainly, Kevin. I think the important thing to distinguish is what we mean by long-term archiving. Archiving is one of those terms that many people will use to apply to many different things. Typically, archiving is thought of in an operational sense. You come to the end of the operational life of a record and you may need to retain it for a certain period. Typically, many operational records are under 7 years, so regular data archiving is perfectly suitable for those records. However, a percentage of records are what we would call long-term, that's 10 years or more, that many records are deemed as permanent records, essential for their organizations and institutions for perpetuity, basically. These records tend to be the most important records, either required by regulatory compliance, legal or brand or knowledge reuse. In fact, in organizations like government, these may be subject to FOIA, Freedom of Information Access rules, which pertain forever, basically. Once these are official records, they need to be retained forever. The issue with these long-term records is that they're at risk from technology obsolescence. By definition, the file formats these are created in may become obsolete over time as folks change their technology. And these are the most critical records of an organization. Now, Microsoft 365 Purview now provides the ability to do some very clever things with digital records, as we know, including the ability to apply retention labels with disposition, and the ability to designate records as long-term or permanent. However, there are two shortcomings with the way this is currently designed in Purview. First of all, archiving is deemed to be the end of a life of a record. So you use a record, it becomes operationally used, it gets stored in a folder, and at some point someone might determine this is archival. A lot can happen the days, weeks, months, or years between that happening. And the big difference really in reimagining what I talked earlier about how we've reimagined archiving, it is that we've now made preservation and archiving something that can happen at the beginning of the life, at the creation point of a long-term or permanent record. Now that's quite revolutionary, because what it means now is you can say, if a retention label defines this as being a long-term record that needs to be retained for 10 years or more, we can now preserve this at the point of creation. And that means that the inherent risk of technology and file format obsolescence is eliminated, because that happens right at the beginning. This is what our active digital preservation software does. It keeps your content alive over decades. That capability does not exist within 365 or SharePoint, or indeed any other archiving solution. But the biggest difference here is, in addition to keeping those file formats alive, is that this can all be done in the Microsoft experience within your Microsoft environment. There's no need to ever leave the SharePoint environment for that to carry to be done. So no longer do you need a separate archiving solution.
Mike, I think you bring up an important perspective about the need to retain information for 10 years, decades, or more. Much of the emphasis of records management today that we think about is to mitigate the immediate risks and the compliance and security issues immediately. But as you mentioned, most organizations have important information that needs to be stored for decades, sometimes forever. Do you feel generally that the long-term storage and archival of digital information is a concern that is too often overlooked?
Yeah, Kevin. If you think about it, we, as people, as human beings, we naturally focused on the here and now. There's enough to do in our daily jobs that just getting our daily jobs done is what concerns us. And the archiving of information tends to be left as an afterthought, and something that someone after me can manage as a future risk. Someone else further down the line can manage. But the reality of the situation is that the state of the art up to now has been that you could only move these records within the SharePoint world to a separate archiving solution. So there are many good archiving solutions that are out there that allow you to manage archiving, but you're essentially moving it out of Microsoft environment into a separate environment. Now, Microsoft themselves, of course, are launching a brand new data archiving solution. And that's fantastic news, because that first problem of being able to think in terms of, we can now archive this within the Microsoft environment, within our Azure environments, that's excellent news. With Preserve 365, we've taken the additional step, which is now you can also think about protecting those long-term records into the future. But there's another angle here, Kevin, which is very interesting, which is for most folks, you're sitting on the legacy of records that go back decades already. It's very typical for government organizations and large corporations perhaps to grow and acquire businesses or new departments. And over time, there is an accumulation of those digital records. Forrester have teams, Forrester, the data research analysts, have termed this digital fragility. You're already sitting on fragile digital content, which has been there for decades. And you may be sitting on a backlog already, which is already a compliance risk. So if you're sitting on records from the 90s and 2000s on formats that were created 20, 30, 40 years ago, you may be sitting on a compliance risk already, that those old legacy records that were transferred to Microsoft and as part of your migration to 365, they're sitting on shared drives and legacy systems now, may not be readable at the point at which you call upon. And the reason they're not readable there is because they're in formats that Microsoft was never designed to support in technologies that are no longer available. You only have to go back and think about things like Lotus Notes, for example, or WordPerfect, or real media. You know, some of these formats, which in our lifetime have come, gone, and are now obsolete. And so the real issue is that this is not a future problem. This is an existing problem. And so part of the attraction here of a solution like Preserve 365 is it can deal with your legacy problem immediately. By using Preserve 365 now, you can search for those records within your Microsoft drives. And if they are on formats that you cannot read, or video formats, or old engineering drawings, or any complex type of digital media, you'll be able to immediately open those and use those right now. So to your question of is this an emphasis of the next 10 years, I would argue that it's a problem of the last 40 years, actually, as well as decades to come. And things are becoming more complex now, because what's actually happening now is there are more and more file formats and more complex media types that are being created each and every day. So you just have to think now of records that could be complex records, like an email with attachments, for example. If that constitutes an entire record, and that record includes things like, for example, videos and images, engineering drawings, or spreadsheets, that entire record now is quite a complex thing. And so the ability to preserve that and to ensure that all those different aspects of that record are protected for decades to come, that's very attractive to many organizations.
Once I've archived information, I may need to go and find it again. and there are a number of search and retrieval tools within Microsoft 365, but users often complain that they may not be robust enough for large-scale, long-term archiving. Indeed, retrieving data from the archives can be a cumbersome process, especially when searching for specific items within a vast data set. How does Preserve 365 boost these limited search and retrieval capabilities?
Well, I think this touches on the point that we talked about earlier, Kevin, which is for many users at the moment, searching the archive for records within Microsoft is not really about searching within Microsoft. It's about accessing a separate archival system. Very often, these archival systems are under the jurisdiction of another department, maybe the archiving department or IT or some other system, and searching across different domains and different repositories with different information governance rules and access rules becomes problematic, because these things are archival and they're kept in separate repositories. With the advent of Microsoft's data archiving solution, that should become much easier now, as you're able to retrieve and look for these things within Microsoft Azure environments. But the great thing about Preserve 365 is that we have designed this so that you can find your long-term permanent records within the SharePoint experience. There is no separate search for looking for your records that are held in Preserve 365. The users can use their familiar search to do that. The difference is that these records now are readable and can be trusted regardless of the formats in which they were created. So the types of things that we've been building into Preserve 365 to enable searching is full context search, for example. So within full context search using Preserve 365, users can filter their search results to only pull the archived and preserved content. So if you know, for example, that you're looking for an old board meeting dating back to the 1990s, for example, you can put that particular search request in and say, I want to find old board records, not currently active within our repository, but date back to the 1990s. And that means that you can have that content accessible, but safe from tamper. Safe from tamper means that these records were preserved. They are the final records that are no longer operational, but they are preserved and findable within Preserve 365. So full context search is important. The second thing is that security and security and access are, you know, the most important things in designing a search system. Who has permission to look for these archival records? And we've worked to make sure that the permissions within search for Preserve 365 are logical. So retrieval of archive content is logical. If you had the permission to view it when it was archived, you'll have the permission to access a viewable rendition from the archive. The final thing in terms of enhancing the search experience is instant retrieval. Instant retrieval means that we've embedded automatic renderers within the SharePoint experience for the preserved files. So you as a user do not have to worry that it was in a format or in a technology which is no longer available in your current IT systems. So there's no need to rehydrate the file, i.e. To find a new way of displaying that file. This means that that individual file, if it was a complex engineering drawing, if it was in a very esoteric file format, or something that was just involved, you know, some quite complex media, especially audio, video, or 3D type images, which is, you know, common in some industries, that can be viewed and seen very positively. Perhaps the most important aspect of this search, though, is that one of the big problems that we hear very often from Microsoft 365 users is the number of orphaned and obsolete SharePoint accounts. As people move on, as projects and departments consolidate, there is a lot of orphaned SharePoint content that is difficult to search for because there's little contextual metadata associated with that. With Preserve 365, we've taken that problem away because you can now move this information into Preserve 365 and find that it's easily searchable.
We are here today with Mike Quinn, CEO of Preservica. We're talking about Preserve 365, a new product from Preservica, which seamlessly embeds digital records archiving in Microsoft 365. You can find out more and you can find Mike at preservica.com. Now, Mike, can you give us a use case, one example of one application that you feel is particularly successful using this approach? What are the results and how can we do it too?
Yeah, I can actually give you a couple of quick ones, a couple of examples, Kevin. We worked during our preview of Preserve 365 when we market tested this with a number of organizations. A major national transportation company that we worked through had a particular problem about very tight version control of their digital records. They were looking at things like engineering assets, drawing schemas that had, in their case, very long retention periods, something like 125 years. You think of bridges and roads and rail networks and so on, they tend to be around for decades. The important thing for them with Preserve 365 is the ability for them to move those assets of high importance to the archive without having to download the file and then upload it to an archive. That was massive for them. It was massive for them because the IT department considered that these particular files, which were already being held in SharePoint, were particularly proprietary. And the thought of these being moved out into a separate archival system, being downloaded by users and then uploaded into a separate system, which is then subject to separate search routines and separate information governance, that was just something that the IT team did not like. The users needed to preserve these, but the IT team did not want to do that. So with Preserve 365 just being a simple simple movement where that retention label could just move these seamlessly in Preserve 365, IT was satisfied that. Content owners know they can research and retrieve those assets and avoided the usual friction of a separate archive taking control of the content. Another example I can give you is a government organization that has the particular problem of multiple agencies transferring records to a central archive. In this case, this particular government organization has a mandate to ensure that long-term records are seamlessly sent from multiple departments. These are records associated with legislature, statutory records associated with voting, for example, but also infrastructure records associated with building plans, permits, and so on and so forth. The biggest problem for them is that people change roles in government very frequently, and people don't necessarily stay in the same role for decades and decades, and therefore can't remember where this information was kept in the first place. And so the ability to seamlessly transfer things to the archives, but for new people coming into those functions to be able to access them simply by searching in their familiar SharePoint interface, that they deemed as the single most important thing. The security of not having to transfer to a separate system and the ability to search without having to enter into another system. Two examples there from transportation and government.
Mike, what are some next steps for our listeners today? Where can our listeners go to learn more? Is there a resource that you can suggest?
Absolutely, Kevin. Yeah, we try to make it as simple as possible for folks to engage and learn more about Preserve 365. So please go to our website at www.preservica.com. That's P-R-E-S-E-R-V-I-C-A, preservica.com. And you'll see there a link to the Preserve 365 pages where we have a bunch of resources, videos, case studies, and product information. We also have a webinar coming up on the 16th of January where we've invited subject matter experts, including some of the customers that I talked about. Some of the use cases will be there, but we also have experts from various information governance and industry analyst organizations talking about some of the challenges of long-term records preservation. And then finally, it's now possible even to request a free trial of Preserve 365. We're up on the Microsoft Store, so you can go look at the Microsoft Store for Preserve 365. And if you're interested in this, you can download and use a copy.
We are here with Mike Quinn from Preservica. Mike, it's been great speaking with you today. We're almost out of time, but before I let you go, one last question. What should CIOs, executives, technologists, all of us be thinking about today and strategizing for in order to be prepared for the world in 5 years' time?
I think if anyone's got a crystal ball, Kevin, they're a pretty amazing person. We live with such an indefinite future ahead of us right now. I think there's never been a time when there's been so much uncertainty about everything in the world. And insofar as we need to be thinking about technology and business, I think we tend to get focused as a society on the latest shiny things, the latest new technologies. And things like blockchain, which were very popular a couple of years ago, and now, of course, AI and machine learning, they're important technologies because they do, you know, we're at the foothills of ways in which things can utterly change the world. But one thing I would say to anyone that is in business and thinking about how you leverage technology and think about the future is don't forget your core competencies. And your core competencies are what you exist to do or what your organization manufactures or the services you provide. That is incredibly reliant on your information assets. And no matter what the future holds, you need to ensure that your information assets are readable, usable, and protected for decades to come. Because whatever technologies there are in years to come, they will work best on the information access on the information assets that make your organization unique. But those information assets need to be readable and usable. So protect your assets for the future. You can't go into the future without protecting the past. That's what I would say.
That is Mike Quinn from Preservica. The product is Preserve 365. You can find out more at preservica.com. Mike, thank you so much for being our guest today on AIM on Air.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
This has been AIM on Air. Find us at aim.org. That's A-I-I-M. I'm your host, Kevin Crane. Thanks for listening. AIM International, A-I-I-M.org.